Did you know that OpenAI just secured a staggering $40 billion in funding, marking the largest private funding round ever in the tech industry? Welcome to the OpenAI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Thursday, April 3rd, 2025. Here's what you need to know about OpenAI's monumental funding achievement. Let's dive in. OpenAI has just announced a record-breaking $40 billion in fresh funding, pushing its valuation to an eye-popping $300 billion. This funding round, led by SoftBank with a hefty $30 billion investment, is backed by a lineup of prominent supporters, including Microsoft, Coatue, Altimeter, and Thrive. It's a clear signal of confidence in OpenAI's ambitious vision for the future of artificial intelligence. So, what's driving this massive influx of capital? OpenAI has big plans on many fronts. According to Gil Luria, an analyst at DA, Davidson & Co., OpenAI has very ambitious plans on many fronts and needs a lot of capital to achieve these goals. The company plans to push the boundaries of AI research, scale its computing infrastructure, and deliver increasingly powerful tools for the 500 million people who use ChatGPT every week. That's a lot of users relying on OpenAI's innovations. A significant chunk of this funding, approximately $18 billion, is earmarked for Stargate, a joint project between SoftBank, OpenAI, and Oracle that was introduced back in January. The funding will be rolled out in phases, starting with an initial $10 billion, with the remaining $30 billion to be distributed before the end of 2025. However, there's a crucial condition attached. SoftBank's total investment could decrease to as little as $20 billion if OpenAI doesn't transition to a for-profit structure by December 31st. This condition adds pressure on OpenAI to finalize its transition to a for-profit entity, a move that needs approval from both Microsoft and the California Attorney General. It's a complex situation, especially given that Elon Musk, who helped establish OpenAI as a nonprofit research lab in 2015, has already challenged this plan legally. Currently, OpenAI operates with two main parts: the original nonprofit organization and a capped profit business section added in 2019. If the restructuring goes through, the nonprofit would break off to become a separate entity. Meanwhile, investors who have put money into OpenAI hold special IOUs, convertible notes, that would turn into ownership shares once the company fully transitions to a for-profit business. It's a pivotal moment for OpenAI as they navigate these financial and structural changes while continuing to innovate in the AI space. Did you know that in just the past week, users of ChatGPT have generated over 700 million images? That's right, 700 million. It's an astonishing number that highlights the sheer scale at which people are engaging with this AI tool. Imagine the scene. You're sitting at your computer, and with just a few keystrokes, you can create vivid, detailed images that might have taken hours to craft manually. This is the reality for ChatGPT users, who are harnessing the power of AI to bring their creative visions to life in a matter of seconds. So, why is this important? Well, it's not just about the numbers, though they are impressive. This surge in image generation points to a broader trend of AI becoming an integral part of creative processes. People are using AI not just as a tool, but as a creative partner, enabling them to push the boundaries of what's possible. According to OpenAI, this massive engagement with ChatGPT is a testament to the tool's versatility and the growing appetite for AI-driven creativity. As more people discover what they can achieve with AI, we're likely to see even more innovative uses and applications emerge. And the numbers speak for themselves, over 700 million images in a week. It's a clear indication that AI is not just a niche tool for tech enthusiasts, but is becoming a mainstream fixture in our digital lives. Who knows what creative frontiers we'll explore next? OpenAI and Google have taken a firm stance against the United Kingdom's proposed changes to copyright law aimed at accommodating artificial intelligence development. The UK, Government wants to amend laws to let AI companies train models on public content for commercial use, unless rights holders opt out. But OpenAI and Google are pushing back, and it's adding a new layer of complexity to an already heated debate. Picture this: the UK government is trying to position itself as the AI capital of Europe. They're proposing changes that would allow AI companies to use public content without explicit permission, hoping this will spark innovation and economic growth. But here's the catch. OpenAI and Google think this approach could backfire, citing challenges seen in other regions like the European Union. OpenAI argues that opt-out models face serious implementation hurdles, while transparency demands could lead AI firms to deprioritize the UK market. Google echoes this sentiment, suggesting that excessive transparency could stifle AI development and hurt the UK's competitive edge. They believe training on the open web should be unrestricted, a view that's sure to stir more debate in the creative and tech communities. In essence, both companies are calling for a broader copyright exemption, warning that the proposed policies might deter rather than attract AI innovation. Google even pointed out that rights holders already have tools to block web crawlers, hinting that additional regulations might be overkill. This is not just a local issue. Last month, both Google and OpenAI urged the White House to resist similar attempts by other countries to impose strict copyright and transparency laws. It's clear that the stakes are high, and the UK government's decision will have ripple effects across the globe. With over 11,000 responses to the consultation, the UK government is under pressure to find a balanced approach that satisfies tech companies and creatives alike. For now, they're weighing their options, promising no changes until they're confident in a plan that meets all their objectives. It's a precarious balancing act, and the world is watching to see how it unfolds. In a twist that's stirring up quite a storm, OpenAI is facing fresh allegations over its data practices. This time, it's about training their latest model, GPT-4o, using paywalled content without proper authorization. The AI Disclosures Project, a watchdog organization that popped up just last year, is at the forefront of these claims. Picture this. You're an author, and your work is safely tucked behind a paywall. Now, imagine finding out that an AI model might have used your content without permission to become smarter. That's the scenario unfolding. As the report suggests, GPT-4o has a knack for recognizing content from O'Reilly Media's paywalled books. The study, using a technique called membership inference attack, found that GPT-4o could differentiate between human-written texts and AI-generated paraphrases. With an impressive Auroch score of 82%, compared to GPT-3.5 Turbo's score just over 50%, it's raising eyebrows about the model's training data sources. However, it's important to note the potential limitations here. The researchers themselves, including AI expert Sruli Rosenblatt, admit that users might have inadvertently introduced the content by copying and pasting into ChatGPT. Plus, there's no word yet on whether newer models like GPT-4.5 also contain similar data. This isn't just an issue for OpenAI. The entire AI industry is grappling with questions about copyright and fair use. While OpenAI has secured licensing deals with various content creators, these new allegations could further complicate the legal landscape they're navigating. The AI Disclosures Project is calling for more transparency and accountability, advocating for policies that ensure content creators get their due when their work is used. It's a debate that's not just about legalities, but about maintaining the richness and diversity of online content. As we watch these developments unfold, the balance between innovation and intellectual property rights remains a hot topic. It's a complex issue that doesn't have easy answers, but one thing's clear. The conversation around AI and data ethics is far from over. That's it for today's OpenAI Daily Brief. OpenAI's data practices are under scrutiny again, raising critical questions about copyright in the AI era. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time.